about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Let me adjust my microphone. Hello, I'm here. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to the program on this Wednesday night edition. And here I am. And boy, I'm telling you, we have some great shows we've had, huh? We talked about the 9/11. Anniversary and all of the ruminations of maybe the other shoe dropping pretty soon, and all of these speculative ideas, and we're certainly open to them. Can't verify them all, but we can certainly talk about them, and amen. Amen that we can do that. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things tonight. Some of the things that I want to talk about. One of them happens to be a letter from some of my people that, I mean, I'm not particularly intimate with, but I know where they're coming from, and they're, you know, they're not wrong on many things. They're quite right on Middle East policy, and they're the Rhode Island Middle East Committee, or RIMEC, and they said they... They wanted me and you and everybody to know that they would issue a report on the meetings they had with these two senators from this state, Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse. And let me tell you, it is absolutely hilarious. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you so you can see what kind of treacherous, lecherous scumbags we have in Washington, particularly this new freshman senator, former Attorney General, Shelley Whitehouse, who, because of his activities, or should we say lack of activities, caused the murder of a young girl who was witness to a murder. They gunned her down. They killed her. Jennifer Rivera was her name. And this guy should meet with a similar fate. Let me tell you something. He is an absolute disgrace. He's an empty suit, an empty head, and there he is. Born with a silver spoon in his mouth, now sitting in the United States Senate. Sheldon Whitehouse. All right, well, I'll read to you what transpired at the meeting that they had with Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Reed when we come back and begin the program. How's that? And much, much more as well on a variety of topics. Couldn't help but note this full-page ad in the Forward newspaper from the ADL. And, of course, it has to do with the need to start World War III with Iran. Oh, yeah. Not surprising. And, of course, the Forward running an article on just how biased CNN is against Israel. All right. We'll be back to start off in just a few moments. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Yeah.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, Rick Adams with you tonight. And this letter that was written by Suzanne Hoder, a moderator of the Interfaith Peace Initiative. You can even go to the website, www.interfaithpeaceinitiative.com, and also a member of the Divestment Task Force of New England Conference of the United Methodist Church. And anyway, she says, on Monday, I met with Senators Whitehouse and Reid in their Washington offices. A respected friend of the Washington Interfaith Alliance for Middle East Peace accompanied me. He has recently returned from the West Bank and offered an up-to-date picture of the situation on the ground. Senator Whitehouse was physically present, but completely unreceptive. After telling him why we were there and summarizing the situation that most Americans do not hear about in the news, we asked him to share his perspective on the issue. Well, he, Senator Whitehouse, or as we refer to him, Outhouse, proceeded to describe it, meaning his perspective on the Middle East, in perfect AIPAC soundbite terms, i.e., Israelis are like us. They are Western in their culture and values. They do a good job of managing their affairs. They are a democracy surrounded by a sea of countries that are not. They are an important ally for the United States in the region and provide an important base for American interests there. I think it is important to support Israel in every way possible. That was Senator Shelley Whitehouse. And then we said that we are in touch with people of three faiths on the ground in the region who see a different reality that we have personally witnessed, the horrifying brutality of Israel's actions toward Palestinians, and that we would like to be a resource for him in learning more about the issues. Met with a mumbled okay and silence, we asked him how we might become such a resource. He said they are in the process of hiring a new foreign policy staff person, and that once this person is in place, we should contact him or her. Then he excused himself. His chief of staff, Mindy Myers, was basically silent during the entire meeting. She gave the impression, as the senator did, of being uninterested and unconvinced by what we had to say. We did extract a commitment from White House to meet with a Holocaust survivor in November, who will be in Rhode Island to urge a change in U.S. policy toward Israel. Wow. You see? That's the key word that gets his attention. Holocaust. Our meeting with Reed produced no commitments, but we know we were talking with someone who thinks for himself. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm just reading the letter, folks. We felt that he listened. He and his chief of staff were cordial, sincere, and genuinely interested in what we presented. He studied the maps we showed him of apartheid roads, the wall, and the Bantustan surrounded by Israel, that from the only remaining possibilities for a non-contiguous, unviable Palestinian state. Though he had to leave, his chief of staff stayed to see a short PowerPoint presentation on what is happening in Jos. That's one of the communities, the settlements there. Jos was an example of the larger picture. We asked that they call the State Department to urge that Jos farmers be allowed to reach their land, saying many have friends there from this state. We left both senators with the text of a petition being signed by Rhode Islanders. This is the best, most effective way to reach them, through communications that are credible, serious, and reflect the priorities of his constituency. And then said that there's a petition that people can sign, and the petition, of course, asks that you, senators, end Israel's settlement expansion and theft of Palestinian land. They have created a reality on the ground that makes it a contiguous, viable Palestinian state almost impossible. At present, Israel has placed the eastern third of the West Bank off of limits to most Palestinians. It has annexed 8 to 10% more of the West Bank with a wall built on Palestinian land. Almost every day, Palestinians wake up and find that more of their land has been confiscated. Many have seen their homes, orchards, and farms destroyed to make way for expanding so-called settlements. An Israeli-American group called Peace Now has provided proof that at least 40% of all settlement land and as much as 86% of the land claimed by some of the settlements is privately owned Palestinian property. Much of the remaining settlement land was either acquired by fraudulent means or declared state land by Israel and then transferred to the settlements. 8% has simply been annexed to Israel by the wall. These practices violate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Fourth Geneva Convention, which prohibits an occupying power from moving its own population into territory that it occupies. There can never be peace while these practices continue. And basically, that is the letter that was written about this meeting with Senator Outhouse and Senator Reid. So, there's more information. You can go to her website, as I said, and you can read more about these particular situations, the JAOS community and others as well. And they go right to Haaretz, as a matter of fact, for much of their information, which is an Israeli newspaper, as you know. These websites, by the way, www.interfaithpeaceinitiative.com, and the other one is www.numic, that is NEUMC.org/divest. So that is something that I thought I would show you. White House, this clown here in Rhode Island, as I said, is a silver spoon man, born from wealth, never worked an honest job in his life like the Kennedys, and, was a state attorney general, U.S. attorney, and he allowed for the murder of this young girl, Jennifer Rivera, who was a witness in a gang slaying. And, of course, he did not provide protection for her, claimed that the family didn't request it, didn't want it, couldn't do anything, and, of course, that was an out-and-out fabrication. And didn't matter. Walked right in, cakewalk for him, once Senator Link Chafee was defeated. That was it. He defeated Link Chafee, who was weakened in the primary that was held last year. So, all right, and of course we have this ad in the foreword, which reads very simply. It's a very cute ad, ladies and gentlemen. No nuclear Iran, and Iran, I-R-A-N, is spelled with a nuclear-tipped missile. How do you like that? Iran with a missile for the I. Isn't that something? And they say a nuclear-armed Iran is a clear and present threat to Israel, first and foremost, of course. America and the global community. There's that word again. There it is, global community. Doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that the line of nonsense they peddled in two world wars? And all of the wars since then? Globalism. New world orderism. Internationalism. Not Americanism. Not nationalism. Not independence, but interdependence, all in the name of fighting for peace and justice, when in fact they're doing the opposite. And then I want to get into this story, too. I thought it was pretty funny, the story about how all of these Jewish organizations now have attacked CNN because of the series of programs that they have put on concerning religions, God's Warriors, as it has been called. I'm sure you're probably aware of it, the special. And it has to do with primarily the main, quote, religions of the world. And in it, of course, it takes aim at some of the people who advocate war in the name of religion. Well, apparently the Jews weren't very happy. Because, as you know, they are a completely unwarlike people, and they never seek to take or to violate or to destroy anything that isn't theirs. So they're all upset that CNN has run this special, and it's kind of humorous because CNN is one network that can hardly be accused of being an enemy of Israel. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, your calls coming up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, back now. I'm back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. All right, those of you who are on the line, I want you to hold on and stay where you are because we do have a little emergency input here into the program on a different subject than the one that I have begun talking about, which is very good. It adds to the spontaneity of the program. And as many of you know, the situation that has continued to go on for some time now in New Hampshire with Ed and Elaine Brown, of course, has attracted a number of supporters, a number of curios, a number of devotees of freedom across the country, and one of them apparently has been arrested again, and that is Mr. Dan Riley. Many of you probably know about Dan, and I have a fellow here that would like to relate the situation from a personal perspective, and we'll introduce him. Bill. Hi, Bill. Are you there on the line?
Yes, Rick, I'm here.
Okay. Now, Bill, welcome to the program, and thank you for calling in with this information about the arrest now, I guess, by a host of federal agents in New York of Dan Riley. Tell us what happened and when and how and what in the world is going on now.
Yes, let me give you your listeners a rundown of what I know at this point. Between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Danny's residence in upstate New York in the town of Cohoes, New York, was surrounded by federal agents, and Danny was taken into custody. The latest information I have is the federal agents are in the house now. They are in the process of doing evidence collection. We don't know the current status of Danny. We don't know, if he's being, I assume he's being interrogated, but we haven't heard from him at this point.
Evidence, sure evidence collecting for what? What evidence for what? What crime was he alleged to have committed?
The alleged crime that I've seen through the AP Wire news report was obstruction of justice.
Oh,
but and I think
that
is obviously related to the Ed and Elaine Brown situation.
You don't have any more information than that?
As far as the charges, no, because I haven't been in contact with Danny. I have a message in to his lawyer, but not Danny directly at this point. So we don't have exactly what the charges are. The only thing we do know is the circumstances surrounding the apprehension of Danny this afternoon.
Okay. Now, do you have any more specifics on exactly how many people were involved in this arrest that took place?
What I know is it was a SWAT team. There was a tactical team involved with the apprehension. And I also know news media was present during the apprehension, which leads you to believe that the federal agents had tipped off the media ahead of time so they could get maximum media impact from this event. And as of 9 p.m. this evening, Eastern Time, there were evidence collection teams at Danny's residence, I assume gathering information, either collecting evidence. I know he has several firearms there because he has a standard Patriot battery. He also has his computer, which I assume the hard drive and all the associated information there on his support activities and blogs and so on and so forth. Those teams are still present. Danny lived in a two-story flat. The first floor was occupied by his father, a 73-year-old diabetic. We don't currently know the status. We haven't been able to get hold of anybody else in the residence. I also know that a photojournalist was staying with Danny at the time, a gentleman by the name of Terry. I don't have his last name. I believe he worked. He did some freelance work with We the People Radio Network as well. Mm-hmm. Danny had just come back from the activities in New York City with 9/11 and Alex Jones,
mm-hmm.
and he was preparing for the Freedom Festival, which was to occur this Saturday up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, for Ed and Elaine Brown. So I suspect the timing of this takedown by the federal agents was to disrupt the associated activities this Saturday up at Plainfield.
Well, it sounds as if they may be getting ready for some larger action in New Hampshire. It's possible they may be scheming to do just that. We don't have all the details, but nonetheless, this sounds typical of the Gestapo type of government that we live under today, and particularly under this administration, where anyone now can be picked up, anyone who is declared for one reason or another to be a danger, quote, to the community, is fair game. And we are, I think we're on the verge of something here, Bill, that is going to threaten all of us unless we take some sort of opportunities.
You know, Danny, I accompanied Danny down to New York City for 9/11, and one of the things he kept mentioning is that it's like a powder keg at this point. They're just waiting for some event to be the tipping point to rile up all the patriots.
Right. Hang on if you can. We've got a quick break, Bill. We'll be right back with you and talk a little more about what's going on and what can be done, if anything, right now. All right. We'll be back with Bill, and we're speaking about the arrest of Danny Riley. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Back on the program with Bill, who's called in, talking about Dan Reilly and this arrest of him just today. And I'm wondering, Bill, exactly what precipitated this arrest, if we have any specific information. Do you have anything at all that you can sink your teeth into?
Well, Rick, as your listeners know, Danny's been an avid supporter, and he's frequented the residence, the home of Ed and Elaine, mm-hmm. up in Plainfield. Matter of fact, making frequent trips there and back. He's been in the process of organizing this large freedom rally for this Saturday, which was to take place at Ed's home. The only thing I could think of is because of the status of Ed essentially boycotting his trial and being convicted in absentia, and for him supporting Ed avidly and his rights and standing on his constitutional rights, it looks like the federal agents, the federal government doesn't agree with that stance, and they consider it obstructing justice and obstructing the apprehension of Ed himself and Elaine. On these trumped up charges, on these railroaded kangaroo court that he went through. That's the only thing I can think of at this point that they would be able to bring against him.
And is he the only one that you have knowledge of being arrested?
the only one I have direct knowledge of. If you go to Danny's blog, or at least the blog that Danny's been a contributor to, it's at www.showthelaw.com. There's some links there. There's also a audio response from Ed and Elaine earlier, where they were notified, and their reaction has been posted up there. He was one of four other persons that supported Ed. Wolf was one of the other guys. There was two other gentlemen that were arrested as quote-unquote supporters, which they were obviously supporters of Ed. So it looked to me like it was a synchronized action by the feds to take these four gentlemen down simultaneously. The only thing I can think of is the timing would be to disrupt or try to prevent the Freedom Rally at Ed's place this Saturday.
And is this the first rally that has been held in a while, or has this been an ongoing a process?
He's had periodic rallies every few months up there. Talking with Danny, he was indicating that this was shaping up to be one of the larger rallies, just based on the level of support he was getting from fellow patriots contacting him regarding the rally.
Right.
And I also know that there was some fundraising planned for Sherry Peel Jackson's trial, and her legal defense fund was also one of the activities planned at the Freedom Rally.
Yeah, the Fall Freedom Fest and the Awakening of Truth for All.
That's
come
correct.
Stand in solidarity with Ed and Elaine against the income tax fraud and celebrate freedom. Wow. This is just, it's not unexpected to me, obviously, and it's not something that we're surprised by. We're just, I think, all angered by it and incensed. And what we can do at this point, I'm not even sure, Bill. What can we do?
Well, certainly if your listeners who are familiar with Ed and Elaine Brown's situation, with what the incident that happened back in June when shots were fired on the premises, and also previously when Danny was arrested, is to flood the local law enforcement offices with calls. Certainly the Albany field office of the FBI would be, to call them. And also the local news media here in the Albany, New York area, to let them know what your feelings are about the federal agents arresting Danny. Just to give your listeners some outlets up here, some media outlets, the local news stations, WNYT. If you Google this, you'll get to their local website. WTEN, WRGB. Are the television news stations. For the newspapers, TimesUnion.com is the local Albany area Times Union, is the local Albany area newspaper. And certainly emails to those websites, phone calls. You know, at this point, we need to let the folks know that there's a lot of people out here that are angered by this, and we need to make some noise, and the louder the better.
Absolutely. We have on the line Johnny in Texas now that wants to speak to us, so we'll put him on right now. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing
yes.
tonight?
Yes. Okay, Johnny, you wanted to add to this discussion about...
Yeah, this is a release from AP, Concord, New Hampshire. Four men accused of helping obstruct justice in the case of convicted tax evaders Ed and Lane Brown have been arrested, according to U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier. Monnier said the men are Sereno Reno Gonzalez, 30, of Alice, Texas, Danny Rowley of Albany, New York, Jason Gerhard, 22, of Brookhaven, New York, and Robert Wolf, 50, of Randolph, Vermont. I understand he is commander of the Vermont militia. I believe that's correct. Mm-hmm. That's not in the article, but I'm reading from AP. The charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence.
Those are the charges?
Those are the charges. Again, charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Now, if anybody wants to go read this, it is posted at www.newsday.com.
Mm-hmm.
and that is the AP. It goes on and on, but I won't go all into it.
Sure.
I'll just kind of briefly. Monier said that Gonzalez was arrested in Dallas, Texas. Riley in Cohoes, New York. Gerhard in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And Wolf was arrested in Hartford, Vermont at work. So they attacked all over the country, coordinated effort using mm-hmm. local police
mm-hmm.
to initiate their terrorist acts against mm-hmm. innocent people. It's pitiful.
Well, it's been going on since day one, hasn't it?
It has, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse, and we all know where this is going, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
Blood will be spilled.
I think there's no question that they're making it impossible for people to avoid it, and again, it has been the government that has initiated the violence, not only in this case, but certainly in the Elaine and Ed Brown case. They have done nothing wrong. They have not in any way become criminals, but the government certainly has, in violation of the U.S. Constitution, and that's what they've done in this particular instance as well.
Absolutely.
Tyrants.
Marshall Monnier, the prosecutors, the lawyers, they are guilty of acting under color of law, a violation that we all know is punishable by and up to including death.
Mm-hmm.
So these men, well, it's too late for these men. They've made a terrible, terrible mistake. The marshals, the judge, the lawyers, prosecutors, there is no safe haven for these men. Now, somebody earlier said, well, hey, if you know they take them by force, well, then it's on. No, it's on now. It's not going to stop. They want to
push the
red
coats are on their way to Lexington and Concord.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's time. Code red. Militias mm-hmm. mobilize. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, that's all I've got. I just wanted to, again, if people want to read that, simply Google 4 associates of tax evading couple arrested September 12, 2007, and it'll bring up 5 or 6 different leaks. Or you can go to Newsday.com and
yeah.
Google it there.
Yeah, we need to have an information component to this this warfare. Hit every blog, hit every social networking website you can think of. Certainly, showthelaw.com has that AP article posted. You know, dig is an effective weapon
mm-hmm.
as well.
Absolutely.
Information is as much a weapon as
right.
the weapons protected by our Second Amendment.
Now, this is already spread out on MySpace.com through the blogs there. It's
mm-hmm.
already gone out on Jack Blood Forum. And other places that just too numerous to list, but those are a couple of big ones right off the bat.
I know Ed and Elaine have been alerted. There is a phone call interview with them posted on Show the Law. Ed's on full alert up in Plainfield. So this is it, folks. This is full alert.
And Ed and Elaine, I believe, have made it pretty clear that they are not going to surrender their liberties or their sovereignties without a fight. And if that means going down, that means going down. I mean, he said that on this show, and he said it on his show all the time, right?
I believe that's correct, and I believe it went a little bit further than that, him notifying the judge, the marshals, and all of those guys involved that if anything happens to Ed and Elaine, This judge and these marshals and these other people involved in this will be killed. Ed has said that.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly, he's made it quite clear.
Mm-hmm.
Anything happens to them, there's going to be full retaliation with heavily armed people. By the way, one more thing I need to mention on this that was went across the internet earlier. It take this from Mark Kornke. This was they were notified that New Hampshire, Vermont, and the state of New York have gone to code orange. Code orange, I repeat. These states have gone to code orange. Now, somebody needs to delve into that further. Again, that comes from Mark Kornke, who is in close contact with Robert Wolf's wife. They're trying to help her get through this. So here we go.
Well, you know, I can't stress enough, Rick, yeah. that all God-fearing people need to say a prayer for these good patriots tonight.
Amen.
You know, having the Almighty on their side. We know we're on the right side of this effort. All the prayers are needed at this point. This is a critical juncture in this effort.
It goes without saying, yeah. Yeah. Also, thank you very much for checking in, Johnny.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take another call from Henry now. Henry in Connecticut wants to speak with you, Bill.
Yeah,
hello, Henry.
Yes.
Yes.
I got a question for your guest. You said he was being charged with obstruction of justice. That was the term used?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's the official charge. At least that's what the AP is putting out on the wire.
Okay. Well, how is he obstructing justice? I really don't get this at all. How is he obstructing justice?
Well,
what are they saying?
He's not obstructing justice. He's obstructing injustice.
Yeah, I know.
He's obstructing.
Well, yeah, I would think so. But, I mean, to their BS bull crap, I got to be careful what I say because I know we're on the air. How is... in their view, how is he obstructing justice?
Well, the only thing I can assume is that because Ed and Elaine were convicted in absentia, they've been sentenced, but they have not been apprehended.
Yeah.
So essentially, by assisting Ed, he's obstructing the apprehension of Ed and Elaine. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, you know, a good attorney would rip this apart. You know that?
If we got a good patriot attorney, you know, these guys are all going to need one.
Yeah.
You know, Danny's of limited means. You know, he's just an independent electrician, works on the side, and if he's in jail, he can't get out and do work. So these folks are of limited means. They're just like you and I, paycheck to paycheck, you know, struggling to try and
survive. Yeah, I'm sorry he doesn't have money like O.J. does, you know, because you can get somebody like Philip Bailey. He would rip that up in a minute, you know.
If there's a patriot lawyer out there who's listening to this and wants to take up this case pro bono, you know, we'd be happy. You can call me here, and we can get you in contact, or certainly just contact the Albany field office of the FBI or the U.S. Marshals directly for Danny's case.
Can people get in touch with you, Bill? Would you give a number out where people can reach you?
I'll give you an email address where you guys can reach me.
All right.
I have an account up on Hotmail. It's beerbottleslide@hotmail.com.
Beerbottleslide?
Yes, that's correct. I'm also a musician, so...
Yeah, right. I know what that is. As a matter of fact, use it on a guitar. You're right. I know exactly what that is. Yeah.
All right, and that's at hotmail.com, right?
That's correct. You can email me there, and we can go from there. I can at least get you guys, hopefully get you guys in contact with Danny, but like I said, it's radio silence right now from Danny.
Yeah.
He has one phone call. I'm not sure if he probably called his lawyer directly or... I don't know. So he hasn't called me yet at this point. So
well, we'll just keep going and pursue this and hope that we can find out more. And by all means, I want you to check in again with information that you have at any time, Bill, okay?
Great, Rick. I appreciate
you
letting me jump in real quick.
Thank you very much. All right. And we will be praying and doing what we can in any way, shape, or form for this young man and the others who have been really been kidnapped from the streets of the United States. And thank you for calling in as well, Henry.
I'm really disgusted.
I am too. I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the way it's heading.
Well,
this whole government is totally out of control now in Washington. I mean,
let me tell you, it is
a tyrannical government. There's no question about
it. Yeah, but let me tell you something. I heard Chapman talking about this stuff. If they keep all this stuff up, they keep all this third world immigration crap going and trying to make this a non-white country. They keep all this unconstitutional stuff and the stuff with the Browns, like you said. If there's no law requiring them to pay income tax, and there's people that there's a guy, you speak about the income tax, there's a guy you got to get on.
Well, why don't you finish your thought first? Because we don't have time. Go ahead. What did Chapman say?
All right. Chapman said that if they keep going the way they're going, will be a violent revolution.
Yeah,
he was talking about he was scary. I mean, he was saying that this is really dangerous.
That I think hopefully will at some point be the reality. But people have to be prepared for it, and they have to be armed, and they have to know how to use.
There are a lot of people that
are.
They got guns all over this country. There's about 3 million guns all around this country. Even exactly. Upstate New York, you know, the New York City is one thing, but I'm going to tell you something. Upstate New York,
oh sure,
the gun stuff is different than New York City.
Well, this is how these Gestapo agents operate. They operate, really a fly-by-night, quick, you know, in and out. They bring in their teams of would-be assassins, and then this is what they do. They do it as quickly as they can, without arousing too much anger on the part of the public. They have the media basically portraying it as a legitimate arrest, and they hope that they can prosecute people like this and knock the winds out of the movement. I don't see that happening this time. I see some real repercussions happening now.
I think so, too, because first of all, I know you got to take up a call, but there's too many enemies. I mean, they're making too many enemies. And not only that, the thing you got to understand is this. Nobody wants this crap that they're pushing. Nobody wants the global stuff except for them.
Okay,
nobody
Henry, thank you. Hey,
okay,
thanks for checking in. We got a break, all right? We'll be back with more calls later, but thank you, Bill, for your info, and we'll be hearing from you.
Yes, God bless.
Take care. And may you have the same blessing. Thank you. We'll be back with Ernie next in Virginia. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, 1-800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. What a night, huh? What a night. Always something happening, and then we have the specter of the possibility of something happening to our nation on the 14th, Friday. We know we've talked about that, and we'll talk about that again. NORAD shutting down, and of course they did that just before and during 9/11, and Israelis were implicated in that debacle. They knew about it. They were warned ahead of time. 4,000 Israelis made it out of the Twin Towers or did not go that particular day. So what may be brewing? Well, anyone can guess at that. Let us go to the phones again, though, and talk now to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. I wanted to comment on your senators, Senator Reid and Whitehouse.
Whitehouse, yes. Yeah. Outhouse.
Well, to my surprise, they actually voted the right way on Senate Amendment 2797.
You know, occasionally that clock is right, you know, twice a day.
Right,
a broken
right.
clock, you know.
But this Senate Amendment 2797, sponsored by Senator Dorgan, would prohibit the establishment of a program that allows Mexican truck drivers to operate beyond the commercial zones near the Mexican border, and it's in direct contrast with the president's dictum order of the putting the trucks, Mexican trucks, on our roads, a decision by the Department of Transportation Thursday evening, with the first truck, I understand, Saturday morning, heading from Laredo, Texas, to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But what is most interesting is the state of New Hampshire, where there are two Republican senators, Greg and Sununu. They voted to keep these trucks going, so basically they voted nay.
Well, you know, we have the two Democrats here from my state, and that's what it comes down to. It's a partisan vote. And if Hillary Clinton was in the White House and this came up, they would have voted against cutting the funding instead of cutting the funding.
But what is so shocking was there were 75 yay votes, and that meant a good bipartisan vote.
Mm-hmm.
And 23 nays and two not voting, Senator Craig and Senator McCain of Arizona not voting.
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia,
Craig was busy. He was in the men's room.
Right. Well, Warner voted in Virginia yay, and Webb, the Democrat, voted yay to say no to these Mexican trucks on our roads. But in Texas, Senator Cornyn and Senator Hutchison voted nay to allow these trucks on the roads. Likewise, in Mississippi, the two Republican senators voted nay, Senator Lott and Senator Cochran. And what surprised me was the timing delay between May, when the House voted 4-11-3 against this. Mm-hmm. Why did it take all these months for the Senate to finally act? What was the key point here? Why didn't Dorgan act sooner? Do you have any idea, Rick?
I can't speak for them. I have no idea what goes through their sordid minds, you know.
Yes, well, you know, it's like now that the trucks are on the road, they waited for the trucks to get on the road.
Sure.
Yeah, so now we've got the potential for more conflict.
Yeah.
And
hang on the line, all right? Because we got a quick break, hour number two coming right up. Ernie, my caller, and you next, 800-313-9443. Lots happening. Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. With